السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as you ought to be mindful of Him, and let not death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Yunus, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. It is He who created the sun as a radiance and the moon as a light and appointed for its stages so that you know the calculation of years and calculation of time. Allah has not created that except with truth. Allah explains His signs for people who know. Indeed, in the variation of the night and the day, and whatever Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for people who are mindful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the variation of the day and night. Sometimes the nights are long, sometimes the nights are short. Sometimes the days are long, sometimes the days are short. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has created the sun and moon. And there are different stages for the movement of the sun and the movement of the moon for many benefits. And some of the benefits are that you can calculate your time. And you know your years and months through this variation, through this movement of the sun and the moon. So whether you calculate the time through the lunar cycle or you calculate the time through the solar cycle, both of them are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these movements are given to us so that we benefit from the change of time, as well as we reflect and think, what does it all this mean? Because the time moves, and time has a message. We have nowadays so many gadgets that can tell us what is the time and what is the date. You know, in the old days, not too many people had watches or clocks. And sometimes they did not have it. In some of the old cities, you will find they had a clock tower. And that was the only clock that was there in the city. And that's why it used to have a banging sound, like Big Ben. Banging sound, and people know what time it is, especially during the night. People will count. It is 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. The time, this. Every hour it was reminding that one hour has passed. One of the poets said, Ghariyar bale zor se karta hai munadi, Gardune ghari umr ki ek aur ghata di. It is telling us now that 1 hour is gone of your life. 1 hour is gone of your life. So some people take it that the time is gone. I mean, we are the last day of the year 2021, and tomorrow will be 2022, inshallah. So you can take it one way. One way is that, well, 1 year is gone. Or you can take it in the sense, Allah has given me another year. I'm looking forward to that year. And I will do something good. So, believer is supposed to take both ways. On the one hand, understand the time is moving. Time is gone. On the other hand, looking forward, I can do better, inshallah. Manistawa yawmahu fahu maqbun. There's a saying reported by Ali radiallahu anhu, that if your 2 days are the same, that you are a loser. Every day must be better than the previous day. So today must be better than yesterday, and tomorrow should be better than today. Even if they're same, Manistawa yawmahu, he did not say that the his whose second day is less than the previous day? No, he said, even the 2 days, if they are same, then you are a loser. So you have to improve, continuously improve yourself. And this is the message of time. So we calculate time, we know the time. Everybody has a watch and everybody has a phone and all of these things telling us again and again what is the time. But there are very few who take the message of time. What is the time telling us? Famous scholar, a spiritual master, Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, he was a tabi'i, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has a famous saying, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يَنْشَقُّ فَجْرُهُ إِلَّا وَيُنَادِي يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ أَنَا خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ وَعَلَى عَمَلِكَ شَهِيدٌ فَتَزَوَّدْ مِنِّي فَإِنِّي إِذَا مَضَيْتُ لَا أَعُودُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ مَجْمُوعَةٌ كُلَّمَا مَضَى يَوْمٌ مَضَى بَعْضُكَ أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَّ عَلَى عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَى دِرْهَمِهِ. He says that every day the dawn breaks, there is a call. And the day is calling and saying, oh human being, I am a new creation. Every day. Ana khalqun jadid. I am a new creation. And I am watching your deeds. So take benefit of me. Because if I leave, when I go, I'm not going to come back. Ever. You will not see me again until the day of judgment. And you, as a human being, you are a collectivity of days. Majmu'atun min al-ayyam. You are a collectivity of days. When a day passes, you pass. Kullama mada yawmun madait. When a day passes, you pass. And he said, he was a Sahabi, a companion of the Sahabis. So he said, adraktu aqwaman, I met people. Some of them, they are more conscious and more greedy for the days of their life than on the money of what they had. They were much more conscious of the day. How there's money of the day is going to be good to go. As people are so conscious about their money, how they're going to spend their money. They are conscious of their days. So, brothers and sisters, this is the message of the day. This is the message of the year. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving another opportunity to benefit. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to witness the year 2022. Although there are challenges, there were challenges in 2021, and there will be challenges in 2022, but at the same time, opportunities. So we have to benefit from the time. And take it in this way, that this time is there as an amana, as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is very precious, very valuable. But the time is moving fast. It doesn't stop. Nobody can stop time. The time is moving. And at the same time is more valuable. I mean, if your money is gone, you can get it back. Work hard, hopefully you can get it back. But if the time is gone, you cannot get it back. And you need time to do anything. If there is no time, you cannot do anything. When the time comes, and somebody's time stops, finish. You cannot do anything now. So time is very valuable. Time is absolutely good if you use it in the right way. There are people, the Quran says, they will say, Allah, they will live their long life. But when they will be before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال كم لبستم في الأرض عدد سنين. How long did you live? How many years did you live on the earth? قالوا لبسنا يوما وبعد يوم. فسأل العادين. They will say, we lived maybe a day or part of a day. The whole life, they will say, this was just very short. Very short. كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبسوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. When they think about their life on that day, it was maybe part of the morning or part of the evening. Even that much. So that means, but the believers, of course, they will recognize that, oh, Allah gave us time and we used it, benefited from that. So it's very important to take time seriously and do not waste time. Do not let it go without any doing any good thing. Good thing for yourself, for your family. Good thing to make money, yes. But at the same time, doing good deeds. Help doing the works of charity and goodness. Good things to increase your knowledge. Understand what is going on in the world. Benefit from all of that. That is the message of the time. And people have to take it in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. Blessed is he who put in the heaven constellations, Buruj, towers, and the sun and moon go through that. And he put there Siraj, a lamp, and a shining moon. And he is the one who made the night and the day succeed each other, move each other. For those who want to remember, who want to reflect, and those who want to be thankful. The Quran emphasizes time, the value of time very much. There are many places in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of time. Wal-layl, wal-nahar, wal-duha, wal-asr, all of these things. Wal-fajr. And these are, why all these oaths of time? Night time, day time, morning time, afternoon time, all these times, so that people pay attention to these times. Allah is bringing them as a testimony. End of short surah, that is considered by many scholars as the great surah of the Quran. That Sahaba used to, when they meet, and then after that they part company and leave, they used to remind each other with this surah. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And عصر, عصر means the passing time, like the عصر time. The day is gone. So والعصر, and by the passing time, the time is moving. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, human beings, insan, in general, insan, human being, they are losers. They are in loss, except those who believe and do the good deeds. And they remind each other about truth and about patience. And in Islam, you have all our ibadat are somewhat connected with time. 5 daily prayers are connected with time. The movement of time. Fajr prayer, Zuhr prayer, Asr prayer, Maghrib prayer, Isha prayer. Time. Everything has its time. You cannot pray Zuhr prayer at Fajr time. And you cannot pray Isha prayer at Asr time. Everything has its time. So that's why your life should be this way, organized. So 5 daily prayers give you a consciousness of the movement of time. And then the month of Ramadan, when it comes, it gives you time. The month has come. And then you have suhoor time and iftar time and tarawih time, all of these things. And zakat has a time. Every year you have to know that when is what day is my zakat is due, and you give your zakat on that day. And hajj has a time. Al-hajj wa shurum ma'lumat. Hajj has months. The months are designated. You can see that how much emphasis in Islam is on time, the value of time, the message of time, and what you should do in time. The time also has madi, past time, present time, and future time. Madi, hal, mustaqbal. And the believers are those who learn from the past, understand what went on before, pay attention to the present, and plan for the future. They don't ignore their future. Of course, future is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one can determine the future except Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world of cause and effect in such a way that if you understand how things move, you can predict and you can plan very well. And the more you have knowledge, the better you can plan. But of course, the final thing is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say, inshallah, if Allah is willing. But it's very important to pay attention to the past. Study the past. Study the history. Know what happened to the people. Allah said, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنْ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ So, people have passed before you. So, go and look at that. Travel in the land and see what happened to those who denied the truth, who denied the messengers of Allah. And this is a clear declaration, guidance, and a reminder for those who are conscious. So do not lose hope. Do not be sad. You shall be supreme if you are believers. وَأَنْتُمَ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, study the past. Know the past. Pay attention to what you are doing now. And then plan for the future. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you, bless you, and make you grow and progress and help everybody else if you are believers and if you follow the right way. And the very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he emphasized this point. He said to one of the sahabis, somebody came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they give me advice, Ya Rasulullah. He was a young man. And the Prophet said to him, اغتنم خمساً قبل خمس. Take advantage of five before five. Take advantage of five before five. And the Prophet said, شبابك قبل حرمك. Your youth, young age, before you become old. You are young, so you can do a lot of things. You can learn, plan, prepare yourself. Before the time comes that you become old, you cannot do much. So, shababaka qabla haramik. Wa sihhataka qabla suqmik. And you are healthy. Well, prepare that. This use that your health is good. Be conscious of that. Before you may get it sick. It's impossible. Sickness can happen to anybody. So you are young, you are healthy, good. Take benefit of the health before you get sick. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ And your prosperity. You have money, good. But again, remember that sometimes people, they lose their money. Very rich people sometimes become very poor. There is possibility there. So before you lose it, benefit from it and use it in the right way. Don't waste it. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And you have free time. You're not too busy. Not preoccupied with other things. Your mind is not preoccupied with the family issues, other issues, job, all of those kind of things. فَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. So if you are free, take advantage of that. Take this advantage to do good things for yourself, for others, before you become very preoccupied. And then finally, حَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And your life before death. So if you have all these opportunities, take benefits. Not everybody has all these opportunities, but everybody has some. Or at least everybody is alive. The life is there. So you can take benefit of that. So that is, my brothers and sisters, the message of time. Especially when the time comes at this thing, like the year is ending, the new year is coming, whatever, solar time, lunar time. You can think the same way about Zulhijjah, end of Zulhijjah, and coming of Muharram. Because we calculate our time, of course, our ibadat, through the lunar months. In عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرَمٌ. There are 12 months in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of them, 4 of them are the sacred months. So we should be conscious of that. We should know the Hijra calendar. But at the same time, we are living in a society where you have Gregorian calendar. So you understand that also. Many things are depending on that. But whatever, the way you calculate time, whether solar calendar or lunar calendar, important to understand the message of time. Time is very important. And it goes very fast. It goes very fast. You know, it's a story. I don't know how authentic it is, but it's a story. That you know, Nuh alayhi salam lived 1,000 years. And when the angel of death came to him, it is said, the angel said, how did you find the world? He said, it's like a house that has 2 doors. I enter one door and came out from the other door. That's it. So that's what it looks. It passes very fast. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the consciousness of the movement of time and the message of time and help us to use it in the right way. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. You were reminded in the beginning that unfortunately the virus is still around and it has variation and there are much more talk going on, that people should be more careful and more conscious of that. To take good care of yourself, of your families, avoid crowded places. Because people say, because of all the gathering that will take place, January will be more difficult month. And then also, good to avoid shaking hands, washing your hands, avoid shaking hands, wearing the mask. And in some places they have started social distancing. We are watching. We have a committee headed by our dear brother, Dr. Tahir Aziz, and some other people, doctors. They're looking into that, inshallah. And the decision will be made for the benefit of the community, inshallah. But whatever we do, please be conscious of that. Hugging, shaking hands, try to avoid that. As much as possible, as much you can do that. And it's for our own benefit, inshallah, for the benefit of others. So this is responsible living, responsible way And of course, we have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but i'aqil wa tawakkal, as it is said that. Tie your camel and have trust in Allah. That is, take care of all the asbab, all the ways, and then have trust in Allah. It is not against the tawakkul. It is not said that, well, why should I have that? Those of you, vaccination and other things, all of these things are the ways of preparing ourselves and protecting ourselves. So let us do that. And then another very important appeal that I want to make to you on behalf of the Islamic Society of Orange County. This is the last day of the year. You can help your organization, the place where you pray, where we have a school, we have many other services that we perform, maintaining the buildings, maintaining the whole facility. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a large facility, and it all comes through the donations from the view. There is no government, there is no other body that gives for the expenses of the society except you. The money comes through you, inshallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but through you, inshallah. So it is, somebody said, we are very rich. He said, how? He said, mashallah, we have rich people. But the problem is the money in their pocket, not in the, that is coming to the community. So give something. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Allah says, spend from that we have given you. And if some of you would give something, inshallah, it will be plenty, it will be enough. And it will be, you receive the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you many times more, 10 times, 70 times, 700 times, or even more. Allah yudaifu liman yasha'. Allah multiplies as much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whom Allah wills. So please be generous before the day ends, contribute. If you don't have your checkbook here, if you don't have cash with you, you can send it. Write the check when you go home. But send it to the Islamic Society of Orange County, inshallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you because you are taking care of your organization. As you take care of your family, your relatives and others in a similar way, take care of your organization. Barakallahu feekum. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا. We'll pray, inshallah, for the people who are not well and the people who passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to those who are not well. Brother Lahori Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haysam Bandakchi, Brother Noman Asghar Shaykh, and Sister Iraj Shaukat and her newborn son in critical condition, make dua for the shifa. And also dua maghfira for Sister Habiba Irfani, Sister Wahida Dawan, Brother Wali Zafar, Sister Haseena Rahmat, Brother Muhammad Sadiq, Sister Salima Begum, Sister Rahmat Dada, Brother Sean Haider, and Sister Mazda Begum. May Allah bless them all. Allahumma shfi mardana, warham mawtana, waqtim bis salihat a'malana. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا Please make straight lines, be close to each other. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد Allahu Akbar. Sami' Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام منك السلام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة. Sana tak. Nampak.